Hello, children. It's been a terrible week filled with bad news, and you may feel hopeless because of the situation our country is in. And I hope you know that this podcast and the Wake Up with Jim and Sab podcast has been a great outlet for me. I just hope that it's been helping you too. In this episode, we talk to a Malibag sender who wants to quit his job. He doesn't like the culture, but it's the pandemic and is scared of what's going to happen next. So I give some tips on how to make this big decision. Hey Jim, you can call me John. Just want to share my current career struggles and want to hear your thoughts and advice. So background about myself, I took up a business course from the Green School and graduated with Latin honors in 2018. Congrats, man. During college, I took internships at an ad agency and a big FMCG company. Did freelance graphic design, attended foreign language classes, was very active with student orgs and case competitions. Wow. I would say I'm quite a type A person. I thought my life would go pretty well since I was able to do everything that's needed for me to get a good career. Now, at 22 years old, I feel like nothing is doing well with my life and I feel constantly tired. Like what you say in most of your podcasts, pag hindi ka Unilever or P&G, you won't succeed in life. That's my mindset as well. I thought I would get absorbed during my FMCG internship, but I didn't get an offer. I struggled to find a job at a big company after graduating. It was so depressing. I feel like what I did during college was not enough. While I was job hunting, I was freelancing and helping a former client of mine to build a startup marketing agency. I stopped and left when I realized that I'm quite behind my batchmates since most of them are getting promoted, done with their management training programs, or on their second job in the corporate world already. Meanwhile, I wasn't even legit working for almost a year. So I was recruited to join a new company in the aviation industry back in 2019. I had to relocate from Manila to the province. The pay is not that great since I have to shoulder my own apartment and of course my own living expense as well. But I expected it since I thought it would be a very exciting experience to start a new company and be able to live alone in a new environment. I was exposed to different departments of the company. Then I was able to choose my own job title and job description after 5 months. I was living the life that every Gen Z would want. Not everyone can have that privilege to choose the job you want to explore, right? However, as months passed, I'm realizing that the working environment is not for me. It's so traditional, but so gulo in bagal. But until now, there's no org chart in place, no strategic plans. I'm confident with my skills, and I would say I know my shit, but I'm not learning anything new. The best practices I use and share with the company are from my previous internships, orgs, or competitions I joined. I'm known as the guy in the company who can do anything and who can save their asses when they make boo-boos. Despite this, it still frustrates me that the value I bring to the company is not being appreciated and compensated well. They keep giving me false promises of promotions and salary increase, but was never given any. Most people say that it's important you surround yourself with better people. With people better than you, sorry. In my current case, I feel like I'm the only one who's thinking in the company because most of them have become too operational because of a micromanaging boss. I'm the only one who always challenges the status quo, tries to do things differently, or always taking a step back and sees the big picture. The most frustrating thing is that there's no sense of ownership and accountability. When I was interning for an FMCG, the brand managers would have a strong sense of ownership. They would handle it as if it's their baby. Here, they are always pointing fingers at each other. I'm surrounded by people who are not as passionate as I am, and I feel like I'm at the dead end. Then COVID-19 happened. As you know, the aviation industry has been strongly affected. Hence, the promise of promotion and salary increase has become impossible now. The pandemic gave me time to rethink what I want to do in life. I tried applying for new jobs, but I haven't gotten an offer yet. Mostly just ghosted by companies after several interviews. I tried applying to law schools, and I got scholarship offers, but I'm not sure that's what I really want, or maybe I'm just using it as an excuse to leave the company. With the pay cuts and the uncertain future of the aviation industry, I don't think I'm still financially able to live on my own here. I'm thinking of resigning already, but most of my friends say, who would resign in this pandemic? Lol. Tried opening up to my boss as well, but I was told, gaslighted, that all companies are struggling now and just be thankful to have a job. I have some freelance projects waiting for me if I resign, but I'm also scared that I might experience the same situation I had when I was job hunting after graduation. I don't want to return home because that would mean I failed with my career and that I'm a flop. Sorry if this is long. Thanks, Jim. Okay, I shall call you Leo because you are an aviator. Okay. Well, I guess I'll start with my own experience of working in an FMCG, a very structured and, you know, a multinational company versus going into a mom and pop kind of operation. And for me, I think it's like college. I view joining a top multinational company as the best learning experience there is. And for me, that's for me. Everything that I use to run Linea Linea and my other businesses came from my experience in those rigid corporate cultures. And I didn't know it at that time because I was just too busy complaining and, you know, where is my voice? Which is fair. But looking back, you know, I would not change a thing about my career path. And I think there are people who just don't need that experience to thrive. To quote the doctor, John Mayer, he said, they love to tell you stay inside the lines, but something's better on the other side. I don't know why I quoted him. But he was a dropout of Berkeley, and he is now John Mayer. So what I'm trying to say is that people thrive without having to go through that experience. So whether it's college or going through a top FMCG company and learning and then becoming and finding your own voice and, you know, thriving on your own, there are just some people cut that way. I wasn't. I needed to go through the fires of hell to learn all the things I know to run Linea Linea and my other businesses. So with that said, you mentioned that you are currently working at a mom and pop kind of operation. And when I say mom and pop, I mean pop the trunk or like a small business or a startup, whatever. A company not as established as the ones I mentioned earlier. And I had the experience, you know, I had that experience too. And I just want to share. So ako, I came from this very rigid company where I learned how a business team operates. I know how finance should act. I know how the different departments and, you know, how they're held accountable. And I moved to a company where, oy, birthday ni tatay, cancel all plans. Or I even had, you know, this boss who, you know, on a whim would say, tara, gawin natin yung launch sa ano? Sa Valkyrie. If you guys know what Valkyrie is, I think it's the palace now. I don't know. Or the paradise. I don't know. Anyway, so the boss said, tara, gawa tayo ng launch. Gusto ko sa Valkyrie. So ko, but we're launching a guitar pedal. So anyway, I had to deal with that kind of change. a very drastic change. I mean, and most of the struggles that you're dealing with, you mentioned yun nga, lack of accountability. Yun nga, parang in most family businesses, the problem is, kunwari, the head of finance used to be, you know, the ninang of the COO, child of owner. Or the head of sales, was their first employee when nung tatlo lang sila, who never adjusted, who was never trained to adapt to become a leader and an effective manager. And you will deal with those challenges talaga, na parang, ano ba to? And for me, you know, I was at a top position in that company, and I just remembered, just like you, Leo, I talked to my boss. I actually asked him, like, is there a career path for me here? Because, you know, everything is on a whim. Like, you had a good day, for example, or hindi ka inaway ng asawa mo, therefore, you make me feel like I'm the best manager there is. But, you know, so I had that conversation. I had multiple conversations with different people in that company trying to figure out na kailan ba titigil tong salo-salo culture. And I tried my best. I tried, as a leader in that company, I tried my best to instill that type of culture. I tried to change it up a bit. But, you know, the company's been up for 30 years, diba? And they've known certain practices na gamitin natin yung credit card ni boss. I mean, kung ganun yung vibes, ganun na talaga yun. And so anyway, what I wanna say, Leo, is first, you're 22 years old. You're extremely young. Okay? Now, before you make any decision, I think the best advice I can give is you really have to know yourself. Okay? Because, and when I say know yourself, it's really knowing what are your strengths? What are your weaknesses? What do you enjoy doing? Because the triggers that you're experiencing now will come up in any other job that you pursue after. Or even if you decide, okay, I'm going to start my own business. Those same triggers will come back and haunt you until you actually acknowledge and face them. I mentioned in the previous episode, yun nga, about facing your triggers. And if you don't deal with them, they'll always just keep coming back in a different shape, in a different form. So there, I think you should do that exercise and see what annoys you the most. Okay, so in that process of knowing yourself, you will actually know what you want. And right now, you are in a startup or in a culture na magulo, in a Goldilocks, pulvoron tayo! Yun yung bonus culture. So now, you're in an uncomfortable situation, okay? It's not the best fit. But if you know yourself, if you know your weaknesses, you'll know what you need to improve. So my advice would be, make use of this time. It's like you're getting paid to study. Now, the college sucks, okay? You don't like your professors, you don't like the course, but still learn because you're getting paid to learn. So that in itself will actually help you wake up each morning with a little more energy if you at least change your mindset. And I know it's not that easy, especially, for example, you get an email na you're being blamed or you have to do the work of someone else because someone else failed or whatever. All these little things are just distractions because at the end of the day, you are investing in yourself. And now is the time. You're young. You're 22. So invest in making yourself better. And that would start by knowing yourself. Because, as you said, no one in this company is investing in you. And I think that's what, you know, drives us to unhappiness in most work situations is because we expect that everyone cares about you. But in reality, no one does. It's for the good of the company. So everyone who, you know, the founders who started your aviation company just care about making, you know, making the company thrive. And I don't blame them. That's part of a business. But you should manage your expectations. And when you do manage your expectations, at least you will know what to do tomorrow. You are thinking about yourself and how you can, you know, invest in your development. You're getting paid to learn. But I know that you're burnt out. Okay? And that happens. And no matter what I say, you know, getting paid to learn, that having that mindset, that might save you a few months or maybe a few weeks of, okay, I'll change my mindset. But you just end up being unhappy. So, to finally answer your question, okay, should you resign during the pandemic? Here are some things that I just want to share. So first, again, I go back to know yourself. Know what you want. Know what makes you happy. Know what you enjoy doing. After that, you mentioned you talk to your boss. Talk to him again and express how you feel. And you'd be surprised by how much a company is willing to accommodate you or their employee just to keep you. And when I was starting Linya Linya on the side, I actually talked to my boss na. And I gave him an offer na pang-ayaw. Parang I knew na magna-no siya, pero ako like, fuck it, I'm gonna leave anyway. So I told him, Psycho, I'm starting my own business. I can only work once a week, but at the same rate. You have to keep my rate. So the way I thought about it was, sige, I pretty much pitched it as, I can do all the work from home. And surprisingly, si Valkyrie tayo, bro, agreed. And I was just shocked by how much he was willing to adjust and accommodate me. But again, in the end, when Linya Linya really started picking up, I had to quit both. Nah. So anyway, you'd be surprised. So all out, have an all out talk with your boss. Express your concerns, express and give a wish list. What would make you happy? And if he can give it, great. If he can't, then okay. You can move on. Next, the long-term financial consequences. You said that you want to stay in the province and you don't want to come home feeling like a disappointment. And I've mentioned this on the Wake Up with Jim and Sab podcast a lot, but sometimes feelings are so powerful that they cloud talaga your judgment. So my advice would be try making these things tangible and quantifying happiness. So now, because we're talking about money, write down the things that make you happy and put a peso equivalent to them. So for example, going out with my friends once a week, having my own car, or having only data, whatever, and putting a peso equivalent to it. And see, para lang you have a picture and it's more tangible of, okay, this is happiness in terms of money. From there, you can be more objective in your decision making. For example, you say, okay, I'm gonna quit my job. But you look at that piece of paper and you see, okay, am I willing to say no na to every night at Valkyrie? Or, okay, no more once a week buffet or whatever, I'm sorry. Or no more shopping at Lazada every day. So it kind of brings you out of your emotions and your feelings. And you have a clearer mind and you're more focused. And you have to remember, during this pandemic, businesses are struggling. And coinciding with that is employment rate. The employment rate is going down because if businesses don't have money, they can't hire people. So I would like you to write on your notebook or a piece of paper, what does Leo look like right now? What are the pros and cons of his life right now? And then imagine being jobless and what are the pros and cons of Leo in that situation? Just so that you can step back and see yourself from a more objective point of view. Lastly, I think we discussed this, I discussed this with Nico Ramos in the first episode of Happy Dad. That not putting all your eggs in, not putting all your happiness eggs in your career basket. So, what does that mean? I've learned through the years that you really have to segregate where you find happiness and the level of expectation in each basket will have its own purpose. So, for example, fulfillment. Maybe, sadly, there are people talaga that will never get fulfillment from their jobs. They know for a fact na, okay, I am at this job because it pays for the bills. And that's it. And then they find happiness in other baskets, whether it's photography or their family. So my advice would be, use this time while getting paid. If you think na, okay, I'm not learning, why not use this time to say, okay, I'm getting paid to explore my passions. As simple as taking a guitar lesson online or buying a camera. So think of your current work situation as the financier of your passion building project. So you'll get to know yourself better, you know, without thinking about, okay, what are the cost implications? And then it's kind of hard to get into a passion if your concern agad is, how do I make money out of this? And again, I go back to Linya Linya. Now, if at the beginning, our main concern was, how do we convert these memes into money? Ang layo eh. I mean, we were just having fun. And even with my music, whether it's Cheats or my Happy Dad project, if my concern was, how do I get this on Showtime? Then, you know, I wouldn't enjoy it as much. I recently got into video editing and I wasn't thinking, okay, how do I offer my services? How do I get clients? I was just thinking like, okay, let's see if I'll enjoy this. So there, Leo, I hope this helped. And I know that the opinion of your friends and your family is really weighing you down or will alter your decision. I hope you can listen to my previous episode with Cello, where we talked about the opinion of others in making a big life decision. And it's pretty much assessing and really evaluating who are the people talking to you and who matters most. Okay, so at the end of the day, it's really about you. And happiness is something that you choose. You choose to be happy. So whatever job that you get or whatever passion that you pursue, you have to make that decision and decide to be happy.